Micha Perek Beis, wrapping up a terrible perek about terrible behavior of Jews against Jews and oppression of each other. Pasuk Yud, Kumu Ulechu. Arise and go. Time to go. Everybody out of the pool. Ki lo zos hamenucha. This is not the tranquility that I gave you. I called the land your menucha, your nachala. But because of your sins, not yours. It's not your menucha, and it's not your nachala, and it's not your anything. Out you go. Goodbye. Time's up. Bavur tama'a. In order to contaminate it, in order to make it tameh, techabel v'chevel nimrat. It will destroy you absolutely. It forms, oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong, yeah. It'll destroy you absolutely, or it makes bands of groups of wicked men, and that band, the Chevel Nimrat, clarifies what they're after, explains clearly that this is part of the destruction, part of the punishment. Here we go. So the people are banding together for immoral purposes and thieving purposes. It's going to destroy you absolutely. That's Radak and Ibn Ezra. Rashi sees it as this band of people who defiled the land and commit their sins. So if you have a pride parade in Yerushalayim, that's a band of people gathering together to proclaim a lifestyle that Eretz Yisrael's sensitive stomach isn't going to take very well. And this is not to condemn any particular modern group of people. But if you're gathering in groups to go keneged Hashem, that's banding to Chabel v'Chevel Nimrod. Sooner or later, bad stuff is going to happen. Yud Aleph, Lu Ish Holeich Ruach Bosheker Kizev. If a man walking in the wind and falsehood lies, Atif Lecha LaYayin V'La Sheichar. And he says, I'm going to preach to you about wine and strong drink. V'Hoya Matif La'am Ha'am Hazeh. There's that Matif again, that same word we saw earlier in the parak. He's going to be a preacher for the people. So a guy walking in wind, a false man prophesying, and they get drunk on wine and strong drink, they find him a very appropriate prophet. So he says, I'll give you a nevuah if you give me what to drink so I can get drunk. By them, this is the nevuah that they want to hear. They want to hear the tippler and drunkard at the bar singing karaoke to them. They don't want to hear really nevuah. So Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, the prophet here, Micha, is trying to reach a deluded people. It is pleasant, profitable, and easy to gain the favor of the people and their leaders. Just watch which way the wind blows. That's walking in the wind. Whichever way the wind blows, you say what they want to hear. The ruach can be the spirit of the age, the zeitgeist. Invent lies to flatter them. That's the kuzav. Wine and strong drink are metaphors for lusting after pleasure, infatuations, distractions. Internet. Just find me something to take my mind off it so I don't have to worry about doing tshuva, I don't have to worry about following mitzvos. I want intoxication. That's the prophet of your generation? I mean, this is what some critics of Mamdani are saying, is that he's giving the people what they want to hear. Well, that's a Navi of Yayin and Shechar, of, you know, the nice hipster bars in Park Slope and Crown Heights, telling the people, yeah, free bus rides, it's going to be easy. Rent is going to be capped. Everything is going to be perfect. That's the Navi for the generation. Yud Beis, Asof Asof Yaakov Kulach. I will surely assemble, double Lashon, Asof Asof, O Yaakov, all of you. I'm going to get you all together. The days are going to come when I'm going to get you together. Now that means I'm not going to be angry forever. I'll gather you in Kibbutz Golios. Kabetz akabetz she'eris Yisrael. I will gather together the remnant of Yisrael someday. Yachad asimenu kitzon batzra. I'll make them like sheep in a sheepfold in a protected place, which are fortified. Batzra, like a fort. Ke'eder besoch hadavro, like a flock within its stall. Tihimeno me'odam. They will be crowded. They will stir with people. So Yerushalayim again someday is going to have all the Jews return, teeming with people, desolate for so many years, and you're going to hear noise and commotion like the sheep in a sheepfold, banging their heads off. So the time will come when I'll bring you all back. So even at the worst of what Micha is predicting is going to come to pass, which unfortunately it did, there's always a spark of hope in there. And we'll see that near the end when he talks about the Messianic time period, that things are going to be good again. Just might take a couple of thousand years. Yud Gimel, Allah haporeitz lifnehem. The one who breaks things up has gone up before them. Who is the breaker? Rashi says, the one who is going to save them. Who is going to save Beis Yisrael. Moshi'am. So he breaks the fences of thorns and briars, the barbed wire that holds us in. One interpretation, Radak says it might be Tzidkiyahu, because Partsu Vayavoru Sha'ar Vayetsuvo. They broke and passed through a gate and went out through it. Vayavar Malkom Lifnehem, and their king passed in front of them. Vashem Baroshem, and Hashem was at their head. Now, the problem with Tzidkiyahu is that that's the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But the idea that this is prior to the redemption, and Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, but Radak says this is a dire prophecy of the siege of Yerushalayim with the king going out in captivity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu marching them out of Yerushalayim not to return for quite some time. So either this is still part of the Messianic idea that things are going to be great when Hashem brings you back, or it's part of the doomsday scenario of what's going to happen at the Churban Beis HaMikdash when your king is going to be right in front of the line being led out of Yerushalayim in chains.